Section 2. Obtaining a license, permit or identification card. Current Georgia residence. Class C instructional permit, CP. For first time issuance of a Class C instructional permit, CP, you must meet all requirements to obtain a secure DL, ID if you have not already done so. Obtaining a Class C instructional permit, CP. Upon reaching age 15, or any time thereafter, you may apply for a Class C instructional permit, CP. The following information will help you prepare for your visit to a DDS customer service center. You will be required to present documents verifying your identity, U.S. citizenship or lawful presence, and Georgia residency. You must present proof of your social security number or your ineligibility to obtain a social security number. If you were under age 18, you will be required to present proof of school enrollment. If you are under age 18, a parent, legal guardian or responsible adult will have to sign the application, thereby giving their consent for you to obtain a permit. The individual who signs your application may, for any reason, revoke your permit until you reach the age of 18. You will be required to pass a vision test. Your eyes will be tested by means of a mechanical device. You will be required to pass a knowledge exam related to road signs and road rules. The test fee is $10 and must be paid prior to testing. If any part of the test is failed, no refund will be issued. The permit fee must be paid prior to every testing attempt. Conditions of a Class C instructional permit, CP. Once issued a Class C instructional permit, CP, you may operate any Class C vehicle when accompanied by a person at least 21 years of age who is licensed to drive a Class C vehicle, who is fit and capable of exercising control over the vehicle, and who is occupying a seat beside the driver. Class C instructional permits, CP, are valid for up to 2 years. Class D provisional license. For first-time issuance of a Class D license, you must meet all requirements to obtain a secure DL, ID if you have not already done so. Obtaining a Class D provisional license. Upon reaching the age of 16, and after having held a valid instructional permit for 1 year and 1 day, you may apply for a Class D provisional license. The following information will help you prepare for your visit to a DDS customer service center. You will need to make a road test appointment. You must surrender your Class C instructional permit, CP, or affirm on your application that you are unable to surrender the permit. You will be required to present proof of school enrollment. You must present proof of completion of the Alcohol and Drug Awareness Program, ADAP. This program is taught in most schools, and is also available online. For information about ADAP, you may visit dds.georgia.gov. A parent, legal guardian or responsible adult will have to sign the application, thereby giving their consent for you to obtain a license. The individual who signs your application may, for any reason, revoke your license until you reach the age of 18. You must pass a road test designed to evaluate your ability to safely operate a motor vehicle. You must satisfy the driver education requirements listed below. Note: teens with parents active in the U.S. military can use an out-of-state driver's education certificate provided that it is within 9 months of their 16th birthday. Driver education requirements. To obtain a Class D license at the age of 16, you must complete a driver education course approved by DDS. An approved driver education course consists of either 30 hours of classroom instruction or completion of an equivalent online virtual course, and 6 hours of on-the-road experience with a certified instructor or completion of the DDS-approved parent-teen driving guide. You must also have completed a cumulative total of at least 40 hours of other driving experience, including at least 6 hours at night. An affidavit must be signed certifying that this requirement has been met. Note: if the teen obtains the on-the-road component of driver's education from a certified instructor, a separate document affirming that this requirement has been met must be completed at the time of the road test. If you have not completed the driver education requirements, you cannot obtain a Class D license until you reach the age of 17. For information on approved driver education courses and to download the parent-teen driving guide, see the DDS website, dds.georgia.gov. Conditions of a Class D Provisional License. A Class D license holder may not drive between the hours of 12 a.m. and 5 a.m. No exceptions. During the first 6 months following issuance, only immediate family members may ride in the vehicle. Immediate family member includes the driver's parents and step-parents, grandparents, siblings and step-siblings, children, and any other person who resides at the driver's residence. During the second 6 months following issuance, only one passenger under 21 years of age who is not a member of the driver's immediate family may ride in the vehicle. After the first and second 6 month periods, only three passengers under 21 years of age who are not members of the driver's immediate family may ride in the vehicle. A Class D license holder must, for the 12 months preceding application for their Class C license, be free from any convictions for major traffic violations that result in the mandatory suspension of a driver's license. Class C license. For first-time issuance of a Class C license, you must meet all requirements to obtain a secure DL, ID if you have not already done so. Obtaining a Class C license, exchanging a Class D license. A Class D license holder may apply for a Class C license upon reaching the age of 18. The applicant must have held a valid Class D license until the age of 18, or for 1 year and 1 day, without having been convicted of any major traffic violations in the 12 months preceding his, her application. Upon surrender of the Class D license or affirmation on the application that the customer is unable to surrender the license, the applicant will be issued a Class C license at the cost of $32 for an 8-year license. No other documentation or testing is required for U.S. citizens. Obtaining a Class C license, exchanging a Class C instructional permit, CP. A Class C instructional permit, CP, holder may apply for a Class C license only if he or she has reached the age of 18. To obtain a Class C license, you must surrender your previously issued Class C instructional permit, CP, or affirm on your application that you were unable to surrender the permit. You must also pass a road test designed to evaluate your ability to safely operate a motor vehicle. Upon surrender of the Class C instructional permit, CP, or affirmation on the application that you were unable to surrender the permit, you will be issued a Class C license at the cost of $32 for a 8-year license. You must sign an affidavit verifying that you have completed 40 hours of supervised road driving, which includes 6 hours of night driving. Obtaining a Class C license, applicant is not currently licensed. If you are at least 18 years of age and would like to apply for a driver's license in Georgia for the first time, you have two options. Immediately apply for a Class C driver's license. You must meet all documentation requirements and successfully complete the knowledge and road test examinations. You must also sign an affidavit affirming that you have completed 40 hours of supervised road driving, which includes 6 hours of night driving. Apply for a Class C instructional permit, CP, which allows you to obtain practical driving experience under the supervision of a licensed driver. State ID card. For first-time issuance of a state ID card, you must meet all requirements to obtain a secure DL, ID if you have not already done so. A State of Georgia ID card may be obtained at any DDS customer service center. The cost of this card varies depending on the type of card obtained. An 8-year ID card is $32. All previous ID cards must be surrendered. If you no longer have possession of your previous driver's license, ID card, permit to surrender, you must provide a certified copy of your motor vehicle report, MVR, from the previous state. Upon submission of a referral from a DDS-approved nonprofit agency, the applicant will be permitted to obtain an ID card at a cost of $5. A special ID card for persons with permanent disabilities is available for a term of 8 years at a cost of $5. A card for persons with temporary disabilities is also available for a term of 6 months at a cost of $5. This card serves as proof of the need for special transportation services, seating accommodations, and other facilities for the handicapped. Verification from a licensed physician may be required to obtain a permanent handicap ID, and is always required to obtain or extend a temporary handicap ID. The fee for this card is waived for those who meet the qualifications listed on this page for a veteran's driver's license. Customers can also have the handicap symbol placed on any other type of license, permit, or identification card. Customers have the option to include certain medical information on the back of their card as well. This information is also available at our website, dds.georgia.gov. A voter registration ID is also available at no cost for any individual who swears under oath that the ID is needed in order to vote in an election in Georgia. All applicants for ID cards must provide proof of identity, proof of U.S. citizenship or lawful presence, proof of social security number or ineligibility for a social security number, and proof of Georgia residency. Other license types. Commercial driver's license. Detailed information concerning licensing requirements for commercial driver's licenses can be found in the Commercial Driver's Manual as well as on the DDS website at dds.georgia.gov. Motorcycle operator's license. Detailed information concerning licensing requirements for motorcycle operator's licenses can be found in the Motorcycle Operator's Manual as well as on the DDS website at dds.georgia.gov. Licenses for veterans of the U.S. Armed Forces and their spouses. Veterans license. Important. Please read carefully. The veteran must obtain the Certificate of Eligibility, DS-516, from the State Department of Veterans Service to obtain a veteran's license. Applicants must meet the following requirements for eligibility of a veteran's license. Visit the nearest office of the State Department of Veterans Service and present evidence of honorable, active duty service in the Armed Forces of the United States or evidence of a minimum of 20 years of service in the National Guard. All this information is in your copy of the Armed Forces Separation Papers, Form DD-214. Activation for training purposes does not qualify you for the Georgia Veterans License. The qualified veteran will be issued a Certificate of Eligibility, DS-516. Signed by the veteran and the certifying official from the State Department of Veterans Service. The original certificate, DS-516, may then be presented by the veteran to any DDS customer service center along with any other documentation needed to prove identity, lawful presence, and residency for issuance of the license, see pages 10 to 11. Veterans who have served during a period of active conflict are eligible for a free veteran's license, ID card. The State Department of Veterans Service will denote active conflict on the DS-516. Successfully pass a vision test for the initial issuance of a Class C veteran's license. To obtain any other class of license, you must successfully complete examinations for the class of license desired. Honorary license, no fee. The spouse of a disabled, honorably separated veteran who does not have a driver's license, or the unmarried surviving spouse of a deceased honorably separated veteran, is entitled to the same license available to the veteran. An applicant for this type of license must meet the same requirements as those required for a veteran's license. For the unmarried surviving spouse, the death certificate along with the DD-214 must be submitted to the State Department of Veterans Service to obtain a certificate of eligibility. Veterans must have served on active duty during one of the periods of conflict, see chart above, or must have served at least 20 years in the National Guard to qualify for a veteran's license or for a spouse to qualify for an honorary license. National Guard license. A distinctive license may be issued to any member of the Georgia National Guard in good standing who has completed at least 1 year of satisfactory service. A certificate of eligibility, DS-318, form must be obtained from the local National Guard commanding officer and presented to any DDS customer service center. This license is renewable during the time of service in the National Guard or until 20 years of service has been obtained, at which time the person will be entitled to a veteran's license. The form DS-318 must be presented to the DDS upon every renewal of a National Guard license. New Georgia residents. General information. You must apply for a Georgia driver's license or permit within 30 days of becoming a Georgia resident if you wish to drive upon the highways of this state. Please see page 6 for more information about requirements to obtain a license or permit and exemptions for certain individuals. Transferring from another state or District of Columbia. Under age 18 with valid out-of-state license or permit. If you hold a valid driver's license or instructional permit issued by any other state of the United States or by the District of Columbia, you will normally be eligible to obtain a comparable license or permit issued by Georgia. However, the state of issuance may have requirements for teenage drivers that differ from Georgia. For more information, please call the customer contact center at 678-413-8400. 18 or older with a valid out-of-state license or permit. Surrender a valid license issued by another state or territory of the United States or by the District of Columbia, expired less than 2 years. If you are unable to surrender a valid driver's license, you must present a certified motor vehicle report, driving history from the state of issuance, dated within 30 days, showing your status as valid. Non-citizens are not required to surrender their foreign non-commercial license or permit. Be at least 18 years of age, or 17 years of age if surrendering a valid license equivalent to a Georgia Class C license with no time, route, purpose, or passenger restrictions. Your Social Security number will be verified with the Social Security Administration. You must present proof of your Social Security number. Provide proof of identity. Provide proof of citizenship or lawful presence in the United States. All documents must be originals or certified copies. Faxed copies will not be accepted. Provide 2 documents to prove Georgia residency. Pass a vision test. Transferring a license, permit, ID from another country or U.S. territory. If you do not have the out-of-country license, permit, ID in your possession, you must provide a motor vehicle report, driving history, printed in English, dated within the last 30 days, from the country of license issuance. Most non-citizen customers with a valid out-of-country driver's license, permit, or ID may retain their out-of-country document upon issuance of a Georgia equivalent document. U.S. citizens will not be allowed to retain any licenses, permits, or identification cards issued to them by foreign countries. Successfully complete the knowledge, road, and vision exams. Present mandatory documents to prove identity, citizenship or lawful presence, social security number, and residency. If under the age of 18, additional requirements will apply. Licenses, permits and IDs issued outside the District of Columbia or any other state of the United States are non-transferable. A customer holding any document issued outside of the 50 states or District of Columbia must complete the full process for issuance of a new document in Georgia, including all tests required for the class being requested, if applicable. Citizens of certain foreign countries may be exempt from knowledge and skills testing. For a list, visit dds.georgia.gov.